What do you call something that hay is kept in that has four poles and a sliding roof? You ever hear of anything called a hay barrack?
Mm-hmm.
When you first cut the hay, what do you do with it?
They rake it out. Well, now they do. They just cut it and bale it out at the same time. But they used to cut it and then rake it up and then stack it in haystacks.
You know any name for small piles of hay raked up in a field?
Just a pile of hay.
Just a pile of hay. But where do you keep your cows?
In the barn.
Do you have a special shelter for them to get in when it's raining?
Yeah.
What do you call that?
It's just a shed.
Do you ever call it a lean-to?
I think Ed calls it lean-to sometimes.
Or a cow shed?
Just a shed.
What do you call the place where you keep your horses?
Stable.
Any other word? Never barn?
Yeah, barn.
How would you describe your shelter for your horses?
We don't have any horses now, but we used to have just a barn, you know, a horse barn. They kept the horses down there and kept the cows across the road in the cow barn.
I see.
But now he's got tractors, so he doesn't have any more horses.
Mm-hmm. They say one tractor can do the worst of, what, 20 mm-hmm. horses, something like that? Beside the barn, did you ever have a special place where you would milk the cows outside?
Oh, yeah. No, they milk the cows inside.
Never outside?
Mm-mm.
All right.
Because, normally they just had a feed trough,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes Daddy's cows would kick, and he'd have to put cow kickers on them to hold them. And then,
What's a cow kicker?
They have chains that hook on the back of the legs. And then later on, they had milkers, electric milkers, you know. But
mm-hmm.
all that's gone now.
Mm-hmm. How many cows did your father have?
About 12.
He did. And they had to be milked how many times a day?
Early in the morning, late at night.
Every day. Mm-hmm. Where do you keep your hogs and pigs?
In the pig pen. In the pasture.
Did this have shelter?
It had a shelter for them to get, if they wanted to.
Any other words that you ever used to describe it? Pig pen?
Pig pen.
Is all?
Mm-hmm.
Ever a hog pen?
Sometimes.
Or a hog house?
Oh, not a hog house.
Where did people keep, where did they used to keep their milk and butter before the days of refrigeration?
In the well or in the spring.
All right. Do you remember a trough near a stream where the spring rose and the water would run through the trough where you had jugs and crocks of milk and butter to keep them cool? What do you call that?
It's just down in the stream.
All right. Do you ever call it a dairy? Where did you store your potatoes and turnips in the winter?
In a hill.
In a hill? That's outside?
Mm-hmm. Put dirt on it, dig a hole, mm-hmm. put dirt over it.
And they would keep them?
Mm-hmm.
All winter?
Mm-hmm. My brother keeps them in a concrete block house now, with a light bulb in it on real cold nights.
Mm-hmm.
And he keeps turnips and everything in there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But long time ago, Daddy did have a potato hill, and we just put them under the dirt. And
how much dirt would you have to put over the top?
Oh, a good bit. Foot anyway, deep,
what?
To keep them from freezing.
And then when you wanted them, what would you have to go out and
You didn't need them water.
I mean, wanted them.
No. Just go out and dig them out.
You would. Mm-hmm. A whole foot of dirt you had to move. And if it was frozen, you had to go down through
the... Well, I don't think it would freeze that bad.
I suppose not too often anyhow. What do you call that place around the barn where you might let the cows, mules, and other animals walk? Walk around.
Pasture.
Pasture, what else?
Yard.
What kind of a yard?
Farmyard.
All right, anything else?
Barnyard.
Barnyard. Ever call it a sheep lot or a cow lot? Stable lot?
The cow lot. We always went to the cow lot and get fertilizer.
Okay. What would you call the place where you let them go out to graze?
Pasture.
Was it fenced?
Mm-hmm. It was fenced.
Did you ever raise cotton?